Right, very good morning. And thanks very much, Julia, for the introduction. I think it was a bit flattering, but anyway. So welcome to Namibia. I want to talk a little bit about the multi-sectoral HIV/AIDS response in the country. But first, maybe some background. Eva was talking about a small population. Well, Namibia has 2.2 million, so that's even less. But spread across a large area size, almost two times that of California. The population density, as you can see there, and really our HIV/AIDS epidemic started in 1986, a little bit later than here in the US. And this year we have estimated about 230,000 people living with HIV/AIDS, which is roughly 10% of the population. In terms of the economy, I think it's all straightforward. The unemployment rate is a concern and obviously a major driver. And then the government's budget to health is roughly about 10%. In terms of Namibia's health systems, really pluralistic, but the public health services really cater for 85% of the Namibian population. That is really our main focus of work. What is important also is in terms of the HEAP approach, lots of support coming in from donors. You can see PEPFAR Global Fund, EU, and some other bilateral partners who certainly have facilitated the process a lot. And then obviously as part of the health system, the other government sectors that we are dealing with. Now, why did we focus on a multi-sectoral approach in terms of HIV/AIDS? I think it's very clear. The burden of disease related to HIV/AIDS, if you just look at this, out of 10 years of life lost in 2007, 8.3 were related to communicable disease. And out of those, in essence, two-thirds were attributable to HIV/AIDS. So what are the main drivers in terms of new HIV infections? They start with multiple concurrent partnerships, relatively high alcohol use, important unemployment, intergenerational, transsexual sex, and so the list goes on. Now, in terms of our specific multi-sectoral approach, the 2002-2003 era was, I think, a very important one globally in terms of HIV/AIDS. And that was the time when the Global Fund was created. That was the time when PEPFAR came about. And so we had medium-term plans before, but all of a sudden there was big hope, a lot of resources coming. And that opened a very, very big window in terms of having a very comprehensive, classic HEAP approach on HIV/AIDS. But that started fading relatively soon when sectors really realized the intricacies of implementation, the funding that didn't seem to be all that forthcoming, at least for some of the sectors. And so in 2007, when we formulated an official national policy on HIV/AIDS, we had a couple of sectors that sort of opted out. But those that we went with stayed with us, and we could go to cabinet, and both houses of parliament actually unanimously approved the policy. So that's why we call it a limited HEAP. When we moved on into the current decade, the focus became very, very strictly influenced by the stringencies in terms of funding. So it was about efficiencies, it was about focusing, it was about looking at priority policies and priority sectors. And just to mention that currently we're busy doing another review with some more focus that we hope to get out of the approach. So the key priority sectors that we're currently working with, HIV and gender mainstreaming as a synergy area, and the sectors education and gender equality, workplace wellness, very important area, still a lot of work to be done, mostly trade and labor, food security, poverty alleviation and livelihoods, where we have both a social welfare as well as child welfare sectors, and then obviously as a key sector, the health ministry that I'm coming from, both in terms of implementation but also in terms of coordination. So linked to this shift, we've seen a shift also in terms of the governance mechanisms. Cabinet is taking a larger interest. We've had the reference earlier that the public servants and the permanent secretaries are key entry point. We have realized the same. And then we've got the National AIDS Executive Committee, which is really the group of policy makers to some extent, the policy community, and there were various technical advisory committees. Under that, we have focused increasingly on moving into communities. So regional governance and local governance are very important. So some of the factors in terms of our HEAP response, the whole area of governance, I think, has been very, very important. And the various aspects that are highlighted. Resourcing has been key. At one stage, funding was a lot, and clearly everybody wanted to be part of the party. And as we moved into more stringent aspects, it became very clear that who were the really committed ones and who not. Human resource capacity, additional technical staffing, very, very important areas. A lot of HEAP work is time-consuming, it is people work, it is communication work, and you need a lot of resources for that. Change management generally has been very important, and then measurement, as far as possible, data, produce what you can in terms of sharing results. And one very important aspect has been the support of supervision. So where do we stand at this stage? You can see we've had exponential growth of HIV/AIDS prevalence up to 2002, peaking at 22% prevalence, and since then we've had reasonable declines. However, we still have hotspot areas where the prevalence goes above 20%, sometimes even above 25%. But altogether, maybe picking up on what Sebastian also mentioned, the work with the youth, the work in the school setting is very, very important. If we can bring all the synergies to play within that setting, you can have positive impact, as you can see here. So very, very clear declines in prevalence in the younger age groups. So some of the conclusions from our side, obviously the design and implementation has to be guided by context. And that is evolving all along. So HEAP is always work in progress. There's no end to it. Regular comprehensive policy review and formulation processes have been very important, both in terms of taking on board new issues, but also discarding the so-called dead horses, where we don't really make much progress. There is need for combination of both soft and hard policy approaches. It's not only dealing with those sectors where you can actually provide services. Sometimes regulation has to come in and there's some hard issues that you need to deal with. Key sectors building on important synergies has clearly been important for us, so don't really necessarily attempt to go everywhere. Look at your sectors, look at where you can make the biggest impact. Skills, functional governance, I think the whole aspect of keeping in mind that HEAP is and must be aspirational. So always be ready to make a step forward wherever it comes up, and yet we cannot do it all at once, so we have to be careful in terms of where we go. Maybe the hot sectors and the hot spots are the most important. In terms of overall management, leadership have been very, very important aspects. Clear vision, commitment, compassion, those basic values that bring at least many of the public servants closer together, and good governance has been very, very important. So thank you very much, and I trust you enjoy Namibia.